The podcast with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Hello and happy Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. All right, so for some people, that might not be cause for celebration, but I can tell you, those of you who decide to go out and get screened for colorectal cancer and then find it at an early stage, that's a happy month for them. Let me tell you why. About 155,000 people are going to be diagnosed with colorectal cancer this year, and about 50,000 are going to die from that. Now, this is a disease that's nearly completely preventable, and it's the number two cause of cancer death in the United States. That's why we need things like Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, because without proper screening, this disease progresses to the point where you are sick enough that there's not much we can do. Now, in the early stages, when you get a colonoscopy and they find a small little polyp, now a polyp is shaped kind of like a little mushroom inside your colon, and they find that small polyp, in the initial stages, only the head of the polyp is cancerous or precancerous. And when you snip that little polyp off, you're done. No further intervention necessary. The doctor actually makes the diagnosis and cures it all in one shot during the colonoscopy. Let's say you wait and that cancer grows down the head of the polyp, down the stalk of this little mushroom type thing. And once it starts attaching to the colon wall, now you're talking about much more aggressive treatment, like a surgery to remove part of your colon, possibly a colostomy bag. That would be the good news, because some people we catch so late, and like we said here, 50,000 people or more will die from colorectal cancer this year. The key to survival is early detection and treatment. The five-year survival rate, which is the standard time frame that we look for with cancers, for colorectal cancer, 90% survival at 5 years if detected early. That's as close to preventable as you get in medicine. Theoretically, if you could find every polyp in its early stages, you probably could prevent this 100%. But the bottom line is, we're not perfect. And when you do a colonoscopy, you're not necessarily going to see every single small polyp that's there. You're going to hit about 90%. That's pretty darn good. It's a lot better than the alternative. There are multiple methods that are approved for screening. You know, the simplest screen is what we call the fecal occult blood test. And that's where your doctor gives you three cards that you actually take some of the stool and, using a small little popsicle stick type device, smear some of that on a card. Smear the stool on the card. You close the card up, you put all three in an envelope, and you send it to the doctor. And you thought getting anthrax in the mail was bad. They do kind of a little CSI thing where they put that chemical on there that turns blood blue, like you see on the television show. And if that shows blood, now that's an indication that you need additional screening. That's for people under 50. People over 50 really deserve a colonoscopy. Now, again, there's other screening methods. For example, flexible sigmoidoscopy. That doesn't look at the whole colon, though. So if you're going to get it done, why only look at part of the colon? Doesn't make sense to me. The other screening test is a virtual colonoscopy. Now, this has been approved as a screening test for colon cancer. But again, it's not the best. The best is colonoscopy. That's actually having someone go in there with a camera and look through the whole colon. Nothing's better than that. There's even barium enemas is an approved way to do it. But, you know, nobody does that anymore, that I'm aware of anyway. What age should we start getting screened? About age 50 for most people. Men and women of average risk, they recommend age 50 to start having your first colonoscopy. Now, for people with a family history of either colorectal cancer or precancerous polyps, then you should have your first screening at age 40, or right around 10 years younger than whenever your family member was diagnosed with this. So again, the key to beating this disease is early detection through screening, so that you can discover that you have the problem and get it treated at its earliest stages when it's quick and simple. A lot of us are aware of Katie Couric and the fact that she is definitely a champion for early detection screening for colorectal cancer after her husband died from cancer. Now, in a lot of states, there's approximately, I think, 19 states at this point that actually require that colonoscopy be covered by insurance as a screening tool. You know, it's interesting because we mandate in almost every state in the union that breast cancer screening be covered. But for some reason, colonoscopy, the number two cause of cancer death, is not mandated to be covered in every state. Okay, we'll talk about some risk factors, but again, screening is really the key. The risk factors are age 50 and over, a family history, which is very key, of either polyps or colon cancer. And if you have a history of inflammatory bowel disease like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, you're probably already seeing a gastroenterologist, but that puts you at a higher risk. There are preventative measures that you can take. We know that other risk factors like excess weight, sedentary lifestyle, and a high animal fat or meat intake does seem to increase your risk of colon cancer. So reducing your intake of meat, although that is a little bit borderline as far as the evidence, in my opinion. But excess weight and sedentary lifestyle definitely show an increased risk. So get out there, get moving, exercise, which will naturally get you to lose those extra pounds, and that'll reduce your risk for colon cancer. A lot of people ask, what are the symptoms? You know, this is one of those diseases you do not want to wait for symptoms. Once you have symptoms where you can actually notice blood in your stool, or you're feeling severe abdominal pain or bloating or unexplained weight loss, this is a sign that you have advanced stages of colon cancer, and you don't want to wait for that. So again, screening is the key, but if you have those symptoms of bloating and as soon as you eat, feeling like you're full, loss of appetite, weight loss, these are things you should consult with your doctor about. You may need to have additional tests done. Colon cancer is not the only thing that causes those symptoms, but definitely it's one of the top things that's going to come to mind, and you should get checked. Okay, so your action item for the week is to call your doctor if you're over 50 or if you have a strong family history of colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy. You may have to get that authorized by your HMO. That's great. Get it done. Otherwise, give your doctor a call, and they should be able to refer you to the appropriate specialist to get this done. I hear a lot of people complaining that maybe this will be unpleasant. Well, you know, there's plenty of people out there that come to the ER looking for drugs. They want to get a high. And let me tell you, that's part of this process. They need to sedate you for the process. So most people do not find this unpleasant. If anything, you know, they find this very relaxing because you're out for a majority of the procedure. You do have to cooperate somewhat, and so you're not completely unconscious, but you are flying high. So I would not worry about the discomfort aspect of this. As you may know, the podcast is part of a podcasting network called MommyCast and Friends. I'm excited to be part of that network because these are some high-quality shows for parents and mothers. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity now to hear from the originators of MommyCast.com.
Hey everybody, this is Paige and Gretchen.
From MommyCast.com, we are so excited to welcome Dr. Jim and the podcast to the MommyCast and Friends family channel.
MommyCast and Friends are family-friendly shows featuring a broad range of original programming.
Shows you can trust by people you know, all brought to you by MommyCast.
So come visit us at MommyCastandFriends.com.
Thanks, Paige and Gretchen. And again, if you have not already subscribed to my podcast, please do so by going to www.jim.md. And that way it'll be automatically downloaded into your iTunes or whatever podcatcher you happen to be using. Otherwise, you need to come back to the website frequently to check for updates. I'm okay with that, but the easy way is subscription, and it's free. Time to run, take care, and stay healthy.